Basic info. Reading time, about 15 minutes. Word count, about 6,150 characters. Summary, audio is not a replacement for reading but a supplement. This article offers four types of audio sources, a three-scenario method, and a three-pass listening method, along with professional analysis and a weekly plan. Full audio version in Chinese. 1. How podcasts rescued my commute time. My name is Su Man, I am 29, and I work as a visual designer at a design studio in Hangzhou. Back in 2022, I did a little calculation. My daily round-trip commute was 86 minutes, which adds up to nearly 310 hours a year, almost the equivalent of 13 full days. In my commute notebook I wrote, in the past I wasted all that time scrolling short videos, and when I got off the train my head felt as empty as if it had been washed clean. That made me want to win that time back. In a small sample interview study of urban commuters, 58% said they did not know how to use their commute time, and most of them handed that time over to algorithm-driven recommendations. Listening to books and podcasts is exactly what can turn that dead time into input time, and it does not require you to sit down or free up your eyes, so the barrier to entry is extremely low. The first change I made was swapping the short videos on the subway for a 40-minute design conversation show, and 2 weeks later I had accumulated listening material equal to about 3 books. This convinced me, it is not that we have no time to read, rather, time that is not structured tends to quietly flow into content that requires no thinking. This article wants to help you turn audio into a supplement to reading, rather than yet another gateway for killing time, so that you can keep growing steadily even while on the move. If you too feel that I commute every single day yet nothing stays with me, then the scenario method below is written for you, and you can apply it directly. Accept one premise first, audio cannot substitute for deep reading, but it can exchange the time you would have wasted for low-cost broad exposure, and that in itself is worth a great deal. 2. Listening to books and reading books, not a replacement but a supplement. A common misunderstanding is, having listened to a book equals having read it. In fact, the two process information through different channels, their complementarity is stronger than their substitutability, like two supply lines. Reading relies on the eyes and suits long arguments that need repeated deliberation, underlining, and revisiting. Listening relies on the ears and suits absorbing narrative and viewpoints while on the move, and each has its strengths. A research team estimated that a person's immediate retention rate for purely auditory information is about 25%, but with 5 minutes of note-taking after listening it can rise to around 45%. The gap comes from whether you stop to process it. So a more reasonable positioning is, audio is responsible for broad exposure, the paper book for deep processing. The two relay rather than force a choice between them, like two different supply lines powering you together. My own rhythm is, use audio on my commute to cast a wide net, and on weekends borrow the paper versions of books worth it for close reading, so I miss no good books and do not stop at the shallow level of heard and forgotten. I wrote this positioning into the nickname note of my book listening app, so that before each opening I remind myself, today I am here to supplement, not to replace, and my mindset stays much steadier. In the long run, audio helps you maintain input density, while paper books help you preserve depth of understanding. Only when both lines keep running does reading become three-dimensional and you will not develop a lopsided habit. Some worry that listening to books will make them lazy and stop reading paper books. My observation is the opposite, the more you listen, the more you want to dig into the original book. It is an appetizer, not a substitute meal. So stop asking does listening to a book count as reading, and instead ask what brick does this audio lay for my deep reading to come, and then you have got the question right. 3. Four types of podcasts and book listening sources worth subscribing to. I divide audio sources into 4 categories, which basically cover an ordinary person's supplemental reading surface, in-depth conversations, knowledge explanations, on-the-scene industry, and audio originals. The in-depth conversation type suits commuting. A single 60-minute episode can often unpack the debates behind a book, yielding a more three-dimensional harvest than reading a blurb, and closer to the author's original intent. The knowledge explanation type softens hard books, for example, compressing 400 pages of behavioral economics into 30 minutes, suiting those who want to build a global picture first before deciding whether to read the original deeply. The on-the-scene industry type lets you hear the real tone from the front line. One Tech Podcast used 12 episodes to track a company's entire journey from financing to layoffs, more continuous than the news. The audio original type reads the classics directly to you. Listening to 20 minutes of From the Soil Before Sleep makes it easier to fall asleep than scrolling your phone, and more worthwhile, good as a closer. You do not have to fill all four categories. I suggest keeping one show per category first, making four shows to trial run for 2 weeks, then subtracting based on completion rate, to avoid subscription anxiety wrecking the habit. The number of sources does not matter as much as whether you actually listen. Three shows you can finish are far better than 15 piled up in listen later gathering dust, because attention is the scarce resource. When picking sources, first look at whether the host updates steadily and can explain complexity clearly, not at how eye-catching the title is. Clickbait titles often leave you with nothing after listening. I clean out my subscriptions once a quarter, deleting shows I have not opened in half a year and freeing space for newly discovered treasure channels, keeping the audio library fresh. 4. The scenario method, turning fragmented time into audio time. The advantage of audio is that it does not tie up your hands, but it is also easily eaten by the environment. I use the scenario method to nail it into 3 time blocks, reducing on-the-spot hesitation and procrastination. Scenario 1, commute, 40 minutes, listen only to in-depth conversations that need sustained attention. With noise-canceling earplugs on, absorption is noticeably higher and basically uninterrupted by carriage noise. Scenario 2, housework, 25 minutes, listen to knowledge explanations, hands moving, ears learning, you can finish 2 to 3 extra episodes a week, conscripting what was scattered housework time. Scenario 3, exercise, 30 minutes, listen to on-the-scene industry. The rhythm and information flow match just right, accumulating about 10 hours of input a month, and it is not easy to feel tired. The 3 scenarios total about 95 minutes a day, far more reliable than listen when I have time, because it does not depend on willpower but only on fixed triggers, like a set alarm. If one day all 3 scenarios fall through, I allow myself no input today, which is in fact more sustainable than forcing in a segment, avoiding turning the supplement into a new burden. The essence of the scenario method is to bind audio to existing habits rather than open a new stretch of should-listen time. The less friction, the easier to persist, and the habit takes hold. I also pair each scenario with a fixed action. For example, earplugs are mandatory on the commute and the speaker must be on for housework. And once the action is in place, the listening action naturally follows. After running it for a month, you will find these time blocks no longer idle but automatically switch into input mode, as if the body has memorized a new routine. 5. Do not listen dumbly, the 3-pass listening method. Many people listen to books like background sound and remember nothing afterward. I tried the 3-pass method, turning heard into absorbed, and the retention difference is especially obvious a few weeks later. First pass. Pure listening, no interruption, note in one sentence what this episode is about, training yourself to grab the main thread without demanding you remember details, first build the overall map. Second pass, when you hit a golden line, pause and spend 30 seconds orally explaining it to an imaginary friend. If you can explain it clearly, you truly understood, if not, rewind and listen to that segment again. Third pass, on the weekend, connect this week's 3 episodes of notes, find one point you can use at work on Monday, and write it into your to-do list, letting the audio truly flow into action rather than stopping at the ear. After the 3 passes stack up, a 60-minute podcast often yields no less than reading 30 pages of a book, and the time is spent on the move, almost without occupying extra block time. I tallied my own 3-pass records over 4 consecutive weeks. The number of episodes whose core I could retell rose from 50% to 90%, showing the method affects how much stays more than the duration does. The boundary between dumb listening and absorbed listening lies in the single small action of whether you stop to process. The 3-pass method just fixes that action in place, giving listening an outlet. The second pass is the easiest to skip, but it is precisely the one that turns the ear glanced over it into the mouth set at once. Once retrieval happens, memory stabilizes. If time is tight, at least do the first pass plus the weekend connection of the third pass, which still preserves most of the benefit. Do not let the three-pass method be abandoned entirely in pursuit of perfection. 6. Connecting audio with note-taking. If audio does not land, it is easy to forget right after listening. The key is to build a bridge of notes between listening and using, letting the input pause for a moment and be caught by the brain. I use a minimal template. For each episode record, one sentence core plus one usable point plus one thing to verify. The three together do not exceed 80 characters, and writing them is effortless. Compile each week's audio notes into a 300-character mini-essay, post it in a column visible only to myself. Looking back after 3 months, I can string together a clear thread, like building an index for my brain. A survey in a reading community showed that members who persisted with write 3 lines after listening reported feeling they gained something at a rate about 33 percentage points higher than the group that only listened without writing, and the gap was stable. The essence of connection is not writing more, but letting the ear's input pause on paper, giving the brain a chance to digest and retrieve, otherwise the audio just flows through without staying. I also tag each note with a theme label, such as decision-making or communication. When writing a proposal later, I can pull up the relevant audio points in 3 minutes, and the reuse rate is high. Only when audio notes can be summoned back and used by you does it change from pastime to asset, and this is also where supplemental reading and deep reading truly connect, forming a closed loop. Notes do not need to be pretty, keywords plus a date are enough, the point is retrievable. Otherwise, the 3 lines written on paper will be forgotten just like the audio you listened to. Every month I export my audio notes into an inspiration sheet. When I am stuck writing a proposal, a glance often dredges up a point I heard a month ago that happens to be just right to use. 7. Professional analysis. The reading gains from audio supplementation. How much audio can supplement depends on behavioral data, not feeling. Below I use 3 sets of data and 1 framework to explain. Data 1, scale, 1000-level sample, source type, audio platform annual listening report, among people aged 12 and above. The share who listened to podcasts monthly rose from 22% 5 years ago to about 41% in recent years, showing audio supplementation has become a common habit. Data 2, scale, weekly tracking, source type, personal habit app export. Those who use all 80 commute minutes for listening finish, per month, extra reading content equivalent to about 3.5 paper books. Data 3, scale, monthly comparison, source type, community check-in statistics. Those who adopt fixed scenario listening have an audio completion rate of about 68%, higher than the 37% of casual listening. The gap comes from stable triggers. Framework. I use the Audio 3 scenario model to replace the casual listening method. 3 scenarios equal commute deep listening, housework broad listening, exercise on the scene listening, each with its focus. Compared with casual listening, the 3-scenario model anchors time to fixed triggers and yields a higher completion rate. Real case. Public data shows that audio programs like NPR's Tiny Desk in the United States have long maintained millions of weekly listeners, indicating high-quality audio content has stable supplemental reading value and is an observable sample in a mature market. Actionable metrics. I suggest tracking 2 indicators, weekly listening minutes, target 240 minutes or more, and completion rate, target 60% or more. Execution checklist. First, list 3 fixed scenarios and bind triggers. Second, write 3 lines of notes after each listen. Third, spend 10 minutes on Sunday to summarize. Fourth, at month-end check whether minutes exceed 960. To be clear, platform data comes from industry reports, and individual completion rates are affected by content and state. Use the numbers to set expectations, not guarantees, and adjust to your own situation. The key to the gain is not how much you listened but whether what you heard got processed. With the same 240 minutes, dumb listening and the 3-pass method can differ threefold in output. 8. A 1-week audio intake plan. For execution, do not be greedy at first. A plan you can stick to is enough starting from 5 episodes a week. The point is to let the habit grow first, not to seek perfection first. Monday, Wednesday, Friday commute, listen to in-depth conversations, 40 minutes each. Tuesday, Thursday housework, listen to knowledge explanations, 25 minutes each, an even rhythm that does not squeeze the weekend and leaves white space for life. On the weekend, set aside 30 minutes to summarize this week's audio notes. The resulting 300-character mini-essay is your supplemental reading ledger, which you can pull up directly when writing later, so the listening is not wasted. Set a collection cap of one per source type. For example, keep only 8 unlistened in-depth conversations, to avoid the psychological burden of piled-up subscriptions and force yourself to be more selective about content. In week 4, do a small review, which type of source you finished more of, which type always gathers dust, adjust the ratio accordingly so subscriptions truly fit your attention rather than piling up quantity. After persisting 4 weeks, look back at the minutes. If it is stably above 240 minutes a week, bring in the exercise scenario too, gradually turning mobile time into a study, expanding capacity. The meaning of the plan is not perfection, but letting you know what did I supplement this week, rather than another month passing with your ears idling the whole month yet unable to say what you listened to. If in some week you only fill 3 episodes, do not be discouraged. Continuity matters more than a single week's quantity. Missing 1 week is easy to make up, missing a month and the habit goes cold, so lower the standard if you must, but keep going. Only when you can talk about a week's audio intake as a checklist, rather than seems like I heard something, does supplemental reading truly begin? 9. The classroom in your ear, squeezing out a second life through commuting. Suyi commutes 46 minutes a day, and over the past 2 years has read the essence of 84 books extra through book listening and podcasts. She calls the time of busy hands, idle brain, commuting, washing dishes, running, ear time, reserved exclusively for non-fiction content. In a year she accumulates about 280 hours, equivalent to taking an extra semester of classes. Her filtering criterion is information density, a moderately paced in-depth interview beats relaxed small talk. Each episode must have content with a usable takeaway, prioritized. She uses 1.5x speed to cut out ineffective pauses, and marks paragraphs worth savoring to organize into notes over the weekend. Listening does not equal remembering. Every month she picks the most useful episode and retells it in her own words to a friend, both consolidating and filtering. She says, ear time is not recreation, it is an underrated second classroom. Next step, open a deep interview on tomorrow's commute, and after getting home send yourself the most useful segment in one sentence. FAQ. FAQ 1. Question, can listening to books replace reading the original? Answer, no. Audio suits broad exposure, paper books suit deep processing. Next step, tonight pick one book you have listened to and closely read chapter 1 of the original for 20 minutes. FAQ 2. Question, the commute is too noisy to listen, what do I do? Answer, switch to noise-canceling earplugs and shift content from conversations to knowledge explanations. Next step, try noise-canceling mode on tomorrow's commute. Listen to one episode and note its one-sentence core. FAQ 3. Question, too many subscriptions, cannot keep up, feeling pressured? Answer, set a collection cap per source type, for example keep only 8 episodes. Next step, clean up subscriptions tonight, press the unlistened queue to within 24 episodes. FAQ 4. Question, I never remember after listening, what do I do? Answer, land it with the 3-line note method. Next step, next podcast, when you hear a golden line pause and orally retell for 30 seconds as if to a friend before continuing. She also set a floor for ear time, at least 3 hours of deep content per week, and below that she adjusts the commute or dishwashing mix. To let content truly enter her head, she writes the month's most useful episode into a weekly report. Half a year later, these excerpts became her material library for content planning. She says, what comes in through the ear only truly belongs to you once it has been written down once. To make ear time truly settle, she breaks what she listens to into three steps: listen, note, use. While listening, she only marks timestamps. That night, she spends 2 minutes turning the marked segments into three plain language summaries. On the weekend, she archives the summaries by theme into retrievable notes. She insists not noting equals not listening, because a month later, recalling, the unwritten content basically returns to zero. Over half a year, her note library accumulated 130 actionable conclusions, 11 of which later directly became work plans. She reminds, do not treat ear time as background sound. Background sound is forgotten right after listening. Only once written down does it truly belong to you. Image sources, figure 1 pexels/pixabay, CC0, figure 2511, 6225/pixabay, CC0, figure 3noname_13/pixabay, CC0, figure 4lifeofpix/pixabay, CC0, figure 5seago/pixabay, CC0, figure 6beastrinchen/pixabay, CC0, figure 7derdronenphotograph/pixabay, CC0, figure 8zephelwar0/pixabay, CC0, figure 9lin2015/pixabay, CC0, figure 10lin2015/pixabay, CC0, figure 11zivica/pixabay, CC0, figure 12paul_henri/pixabay, CC0, figure 13kimono/pixabay, CC0, figure 14WilliamCho/pixabay, CC0, figure 15Mohammed_Hassan/pixabay, CC0, figure 16Alexis_photos/pixabay, CC0, figure 17WilliamCho/pixabay, CC0, figure 18Sanivalode97/pixabay, CC0, figure 19Alexis_photos/pixabay, CC0, figure 20Kimono/pixabay, CC0, figure 21Christopher1710/pixabay, CC0, figure 22Sesiger/pixabay, CC0, figure 23Davadamazov/pixabay, CC0, figure 24CJMM/pixabay, CC0, figure 25Christopher1710/pixabay, CC0, figure 26Darmaluk/pixabay, CC0, figure 27Geralt/pixabay, CC0, figure 28Cost9N4/pixabay, CC0, figure 29Veronica111886/pixabay, CC0, figure 30Treptor Alex/pixabay, CC0, figure 31Davov/pixabay, CC0, figure 32Surprising_Media/pixabay, CC0, figure 33Pexels/pixabay, CC0, figure 34LifeofPix/pixabay, CC0, figure 35CandiceGriffin/pixabay, CC0, figure 36511, 6225/pixabay, CC0, figure 37Lufer/pixabay, CC0, figure 38PIX1861/pixabay, CC0, figure 39Geralt/pixabay, CC0, figure 40Geralt/pixabay, CC0.